Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another edition of Haunted Real Connections. What the hell is the hell? Yeah, sorry, I took a little bit of a break over the holidays. I hope y'all had a very, very safe Christmas and a happy new year coming up. And I thought I'd talk about my past paranormal investigations. And one of the most profound ones for me would be, where was it? It's called The Haunted Steakhouse. Is an actual haunted restaurant, and it resides in Oceanside here in California, where I was born and raised. Hold on, I need a water break. And I found some profound stories that some made me true. So I'll just read it and I'll share some of my stories. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Come on, once, I know it's been a while. So, there are several stories that have been circulated around Oceanside for decades. Unfortunately, it's now been revealed that most are not true. And yet, there's that one about the Haunted Steakhouse being haunted. Inside and out. Yes, out. You'll see why. Which is maybe true. I always say it like, You ever see the movie Poltergeist, right? Where the rays was like all of a sudden pop out in the house. And because their house or neighborhood was built over a graveyard, right? Or cemetery. And for some reason, this particular restaurant in Oceanside was supposedly built over I don't know if it was like an Indian burial, but it's definitely some restless souls there that was said to reside in the ground. You know, when we were investigating outside the restaurant, there's this pretty dark and creepy alley, and y'all know that always gives me the heebie-jeebies whenever I have to investigate either creepy dark alleys or the basements. So I trying to overcome my fear of dark alleys. So my friend Kimberly, hey, she's my fellow friend and paranormal investigator. We have some really cool stories. Maybe I'll get her on here one day. And we'll just chat about our experiences there at the Oceanside restaurant, a Haunted Steakhouse restaurant, actually. If I'm going too fast, let me know, you guys. I'm trying out my new headset. I'm helping it afford things. So, going back to the Haunted Steakhouse, so we were, just about, on our way to the dark alley. It's like at the side of the restaurant, right? And I walked through there, and it was pretty, uneasy feelings. And so I had one of my hateys. Every time I go on an investigation or a haunted tour or something, my hands shoot me to break. When I was at the David Omen's house, maybe I can chat about that one day, and maybe he'll be on the show for the interview. I want to chat about experiences. If you're listening, David, hey. But yeah. My hands shoot me to keep breaking, so I gave up on that. I gave up my hands shoot me to, because every time I go out somewhere, they have a break. So I got out my hatred meter, and so I thought about placing it, the actual meter on the hatred meter on the ground in the alley. Okay, it was by a tree. My friend Kimberly and I were by it, was drawn to this tree, and it's just right when you start to the alley. So I placed my hand shoe meter on the ground near the tree. And before you know it, it was spiking. I mean, it was like Christmas lights. And that's what we want to see, right? When a spirit goes near it, and it detects spirit energy, hand shoe, you know. But when I picked it up, it's like went away. So that's one of the weird experiences that we had there. Right, back to the story here. Now, There are even some people that are known to investigate there as well and had their stories as the towns pass. It could be either urban legends or myths. It could never even happen. You know, just take it as a grain of salt. However, Haunted Steakhouse is haunted story, maybe one of the true stories. So, if you believe in spooky stuff, this is for you. And of our past investigations, and won't believe what happened next. So when the 1-5 was built in the early 1960s, the city's very old Buena Vista Cemetery, which is overlooking the lagoon, yet there is a lagoon in water. And water is a great energy source for spirits, so I believe it's really possibly why it's haunted too. And which is rediscovered. Now, the cemetery used between 1888 and 1916 had estimated of 50 bodies buried there. At one time, when my friend Cameron and I were stepping out of the car, I just happened to take some, you know, still pictures with my phone. I didn't have all the cool tech stuff, but I just need my phone nowadays. Anyway, when we look back at the picture, I captured the most awesome large orb, or like anomaly, whatever you want to call it, on film. Not how often do you have that on film. And so we went and showed the manager, and the internet, and everybody was like shocked that I helped that. That was pretty cool. So, reports say that in January of 1970, 17 bodies were disinterred and removed to the El Camino Memorial Park in Sorrento Valley, reports Hawthorne. Family members also removed some remains. That left several remains behind. Can you imagine that? Unmarked grave. And so it could be literally on or underneath the restaurant there. Anyway, the property's developer uncovered even some more remains and reportedly covered them up. Literally and figuratively, so as not to slow down the construction, which was in 1991, with the environmental requirements that followed the permanent closure of the Gulf Service Station, which is also built on the property. The oil company found 5 additional skeletons. Now, all that creepy factor. So, when we were there, we didn't even know we were gonna investigate ourselves. And yet, when we walked inside, the manager said they're just about ready to close up. However, they let us in and let us investigate after hours, which is pretty cool. And since I showed them that I was an author and I sold my books, so literally, if you write books and stuff, that is your key, that is your ticket to those places. Yeah, my book is on Amazon's site. Just look up the whole password. And my latest book is called Silent Memories. And what I was talking about, I showed them was Dark Pathways. So, yeah, I think that's what let us do what we got to do. Investigate in the restaurant. So we had our first lockdown, practically. And, so, we met a few people there. We met a medium. She said she had a vision of, like, she, seeing us coming, like, really, we didn't even know we were coming over ourselves, and we were shocked. And we were trying to get the like the staff to interview the staff, everybody there for their experiences, but they were kind of reluctant, or maybe they were scared to share their stories, which is understandable because it can be their jobs, you know, type things. I mean, if I were seeing something like that of like last movie there in the bar area, some poltergeist happening there, and they had reports, if I remember the research, they had children and there's those children running up and down the stairs there by the bar area. And I did feel a lot of energy there. And so something led me upstairs on this, I believe it's the second level. I think it's two or three levels. Well, I think we just got to the second level. And then her son came up and with me, so I wouldn't be by myself. And all of a sudden, we felt really cold, like someone left door open or window open. But no, all the windows were closed and the doors were closed. So it wasn't just your typical draft, right? It's really extreme cold, like the temperature literally dropped 10 degrees. And it was so cold that we felt and seen our own breath as we were talking. So, I like, you know, I said our son, you know, did you feel this? And he's like, yeah. So, we're shocked. Anyway, I was running when I brought the hallways up there. Yeah, we were getting quite an interesting stuff, but I can't wait to go back there. So we have a lot more tools and apps I want to try. I got my SB7, you know, spirit cell spots. Really, that's really all I have right now. And I used to have a REM pod, but however, that, it's alright, but the antenna broke. Everything is like the 18 meter break. So I'm kind of nervous about getting any more tech stuff like that. So that's one of my creepiest places that I ever thought to investigate. With my friend Emily, besides that, we investigated a cemetery, two or three cemeteries nearby. And then right after that, I had to go to David Ullman's house the next day, I believe. But that was just a tour. I didn't get to investigate there yet. Hopefully, one of these days, David let me investigate. It's an awesome place, you guys. So I highly recommend you haven't been to California, Beverly Hills. Go to David Ullman's house. I mean, I had some weird things happen there, too. But I think, starting a water break, I think I'll save that for the next episode. My experience with David Ullman's house. That's only like 5 or 6 years ago when we didn't have to wear face masks. We didn't have to worry about social distancing. Or we just worried about washing our hands because we didn't have that COVID virus thing. I gotta be careful what I say here. But anyway, yeah, we were just free to go wherever. And, so yeah, it's quite exciting to actually be at a real active place. Well, they were actually at either run to the base station going on while we were on tour, so I'll save that for the next episode for sure. For sure. But, yeah, Kimberly and I, my partner Prime, and whatever things like that, we'll try to go back there, see where we picked up where we left off the last time. Yeah, I'm gonna do more research, actually on the property, not just in the restaurant, but inside and outside the restaurant. So there's going to be tunnels under there, it could be anything, you know. But sorry, I'm watching my social pictures. But anyway, you guys love me, I hope. Yeah, so I just thought I'd share one of my most profound experiences of investigating a very haunted restaurant here in Southern California and Oceanside. I highly recommend it. Their food is also great. So, we'll be taking a break from my investigation and have some delicious food. Right? So, if we need energy to work with energy, right? That's my motto. So, yeah, the food is right, even though we didn't have much to eat. But everything looks right. Service is great. And we had a little bit of a hot tail, but that was it. But I highly don't recommend drinking any alcohol, especially during or like before, especially during the investigation. And we want to, you know, be more aware of our surroundings, and we can become more vulnerable when we are intoxicated. I mean, we can be more vulnerable by, you know, attacks, spirits, if they're malevolent, especially if they're evil and malevolent. So that is why we highly recommend not to drink during the vaccinations. Alright, so luckily we didn't get any attacks, but you know, don't take any of those chances like we did. So don't follow our example, right? I don't want to set a bad influence for someone else, I just don't know. So yeah, and if anything from this podcast, do not, just like, do not drink when you're driving, do not drink while you're investigating. This is Sam, because you never know if we'll be, like I was saying earlier, we'll be vulnerable and susceptible to spirit attacks. Like I say, if they're evil and or malevolent. And especially in a poltergeist haunting, I guess. Is there that intelligence enough to interact with us, the living? Who knows what else they can be capable of doing, you know, especially if they're malevolent. So I wouldn't take any of that chances anymore. I learned my lesson. And yeah, being sensitive medium, you know, it's not a good idea either. So, lesson learned, not to drink while you're visiting or a tour or whatever. Or trying to do a science or whatever. Try not to be intoxicated. Alright, I went from investigating to not drink something. Who knows what happened here in this podcast. I do apologize, I took a bit of a break from the holidays, and if you guys want me to talk about anything at all, one of my past investigations, such as this one that we had literally like the first case in Oceanside, California. If you want any more information about this particular place, contact me. I'm always on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and I always leave my email in the description here, which is NicoleJasper8. @gmail.com. So that's pretty easy. Yeah, so I'll never forget that experience when we were upstairs or something. Literally just draw me upstairs. So always listen to your gut sense. If you're anything, or if you have any psychic abilities, like my case, I can't hear spirits. So literally I was just being drawn up to that particular area, and then all of a sudden, you know, as I said earlier, I felt like a complete temperature drop, and we see our breath, just as we would around snow, you know, you see your breath and stuff. It got that cold real quick, and we can literally see our breath, so somebody told me I better get out, so we did, and we ended our investigation there. In and there. So it was quite an experience. I'll never forget that investigation at the Hunter Steakhouse in Oceanside, California. So I said it a few times, so I hope you guys enjoy this episode. It might be a bit short. I try to keep at least 20 minutes or so, but maybe I'll find some more reports on the latest info about it. Let's see. Yeah, I'll save the next one. Alright, so you guys have a happy, safe new year. Hopefully, there'll be better ones for all of us. And, until the next episode, this is Nicole Jasper out.